Module 8 Disabilities. When it comes to disabilities and stereotypes, many of them are with regard to the level of how much one is physically, mentally, or emotionally capable of performing. As with all other stereotypes, this mindset can be damaging to the one who is being talked about, as well as the one doing the talking, as limiting another's abilities can result in lost productivity. Employer responsibilities. When posting jobs, companies cannot use wording that openly discriminates against people with disabilities. Additionally, they cannot require candidates to disclose any disabilities. They may request the information, but not force candidates to respond. Although employers cannot dismiss candidates on the sole basis of disability, if one has a disability that will prevent the individual from performing basic job duties, even if accommodations are provided, the employer may seek other candidates that are more qualified. If an individual with a disability is hired, the company must make ample effort to ensure the employee has any accommodations necessary to perform their job. In addition, the employee cannot be paid less because of the disability. In addition to the above, employees with disabilities are protected when it comes to firing, promotion, benefits, training, job assignments, leave, layoff. HR and best practices. It is unlawful for HR to ask an applicant whether or not they are disabled or the extent of a disability. Upon interviewing applicants, HR should ask questions as to an applicant's ability to perform specific actions related to the required tasks. These questions cannot be disability formatted. All questions, both before hiring and after, must be job-related. To take a health examination before offering a position to them. Once the position is offered, a medical examination can be required, if all other applicants are required to take the same examination. After the hiring process is complete, a medical examination cannot be required of an employee, unless of the instance of a job transfer and the new position requires one. Elephant in the room. Just like any other group of people, there are many stereotypes concerning persons with disabilities. And just like any other stereotypes, these two are false. These generalizations are based on ideas and assumptions that are completely unfounded. Ideas such as, disabled people need all of our sympathy. This statement is the opposite of the truth. Disabled people do not want sympathy. Rather, a fair chance at the same lives that everyone else enjoys. Some of the other stereotypes include that disabled people are slow, dumb, unproductive, unfriendly, socially backwards, and many, many more. Disabled people are able to perform the same tasks as other unaffected employees if given the chance. Overcoming stereotypes. One way for a company to overcome the stereotypes regarding persons with disabilities is to foster a work culture that is inclusive and diverse. Starting from the top of the organization down to the last person hired, everyone must be sensitive to the issues surrounding disabilities. A work culture that supports disabled employees should include a diverse and inclusive workforce that includes employees with different abilities, a well-designed compliance and anti-harassment program, sensitivity or diversity training for all employees, including management. Employee educational items such as posters, pamphlets, handbooks, etc. Case study. Casey missed a deadline at work and he is devastated. He thought he was going to finish and look good to his boss, and instead he feels like a failure. He decided to talk to Steve, the gentleman who sits next to him in the office. Steve told Casey that everyone misses a deadline once in a while and not to be so hard on himself. Steve then says, "Besides, with your physical disability, the boss will have sympathy for you anyway." Casey was hurt by Steve's comment and very determined to never miss another deadline. He did not want anyone setting low expectations for him and never wanted to give himself an excuse for not performing his best. From that day on, Casey worked extremely hard to make sure he never missed another deadline. And he never did.